Hello, everyone. Kyle with the Gaming Grounds Network. With another fun episode for you today, I've got three special guests, one of which is Peter. Say hi, Peter.
Hi, Peter.
And our amazing girlfriends are here as well. We're going to tell our story of our relationship. So first is Peter's girlfriend named Lex.
Hello.
And my amazing girlfriend, Amanda. And we're really we're just going to talk about our relationships and how they've kind of flourished with the world of video games. Obviously, you guys have heard a lot about Peter and myself and how we've kind of grown up with each other and we're best friends and all that stuff. But throw girlfriends into the mix and took our relationship to the next level. I think I can speak on both behalfs on that one because we've talked about it many a times. And then also our friendships that you never expected that you would have past just video games have really kind of just come about, and it was a different side of life that you got to experience and enjoy. So I'm going to start it with Lex and Peter and let them talk a little bit about their relationship, because when they first started dating, it was a little bit difficult for them given their situation, but video games really brought them together and allowed them to have an avenue of communication there. So I'll turn it right over to you guys.
So I think we've said a couple times in a couple of our podcasts, I'm in the Coast Guard, and one of my perks slash not perks of being in the job that I'm in is I go away for times, and I'm sometimes away from home or I'm away from where I originally grew up. And with that being said, Alexa and I, we both had time strained away from each other, and we weren't always able to talk. And when we did talk, we sometimes just ran out of things to talk about because we talked so frequently. So one of the things that her and I both turned to was playing video games. Her parents actually one year got her a PS4 for Christmas, and I showed her how to use it more and more, and I got her, I think, Call of Duty. And
hey. I had a PS4 before you. I knew how to play already.
Okay.
Can't take all the credit.
But like one thing led to another, and it just got her and I playing video games together, especially when I was down living in Little Creek, Virginia. And at that point, that kind of, not just her and I playing together, but then that introduced her and I to you, Kyle. And I think we would play with her. It would be her and I and you. And I think sometimes Jamie would jump in. Sometimes Ferris would jump in. DJ, he would jump in. We would all be playing just all sorts of games, whether it would be, you know, our regular COD days or when we were back in the Battlefield.
It definitely helped our relationship. I mean, I don't think we're the only, you know, gaming couple out there. And I've seen other military relationships where the girlfriend plays too, just because, you know, her boyfriend or husband or fiance is stationed across the country or, you know, across the world. So I think that's, you know, it's another, again, guess means of like a social media platform, just without all the posting.
Absolutely. So it was... The way we looked at it is another way for us to link up and still be able to do other things at the same time.
There were times he would say, "You want to FaceTime?" And I'd be like, "How about we just play Battlefield?" And you know, there were also nights when I had him on FaceTime and we were playing at the same time. So that definitely bridged the gap for the space, you know, that was between us. And now, even though we live together now we're in the same location, and now it's like, all right, I'll see you later. We're going into the next room. I'll talk to you on the game chat.
It turns into an adventure at that point. I'll be sitting here in the living room, and she'll be sitting in our bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, even then, we still talk to each other like we're 1,000 miles apart sometimes. And it's still funny because us playing video games like that, I feel like even brought us closer together.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can admit, when I first moved to Little Creek, she didn't have the PS4 or anything in her house to play video games with. So she would try and text me, and I'm not the best texter, and I'm really not good at multitasking.
For every girl out there or every guy listening, when your girlfriend gets mad at you because you didn't respond to a text and you respond with, "Sorry, I was with video games," I'm going to be the first one to tell you, we don't know. But now that I play, I know, because I get yelled at from so many friends and family members because an hour will go by and I haven't called them back. So let me be the first to say, just introduce her to the world of it and she will understand. Because I understand.
You hear that, guys? There's a way out.
Hey.
So, well, I mean, that's pretty much our
story.
Our story, a story-ish in a nutshell. And I mean, it's not only led us to playing together, but it's led us to you, Kyle. It's led us to us meeting Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
It's led literally to Alexa and Amanda becoming friends, just like you and I have.
I text Amanda more than I text Peter during the day.
Yeah. So, I mean, we can easily see where that goes.
Just throwing that out there.
It further enhances our friendship that we have, right? Like, it's not necessarily a theory, but I'm trying to think, like, Netflix has their shows of, like, is this, like, how it is? Can you do this? Like, we're one of those types of shows where it's, like, can you really have real friends over the internet type of thing and have these friendships flourish and whatnot? And obviously, Peter, we're 10 years strong, but then you bring your girlfriends into this and, like, it's only getting better. Like, we're having, honestly, probably the most fun we've ever had together playing Call of Duty with, like, the four of us. And, like, that's something we never had before, and it's so much more fun having a stable group of four that we all, like, get together and mesh well with each other, that we can literally just say, do whatever we want. And, like, are there times where we rage on the game? Yeah, but, like, we all know it's out of fun, and, you know, we just enjoy being with each other, hanging out with each other, even though we don't actually know each other.
We
in
have
person,
all those
really
moments.
Cool.
I mean, we That's have right. the awkward moments where we sit back because, you know, either you and Amanda are bickering or Peter and I are bickering over something stupid, probably. Or there are times when Amanda and I are screaming because we're either trying to shoot someone or they're shooting us. So we've without being in the same room, we've all bonded because verbally we can tell when someone's had it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. And I will say on my behalf, knowing you guys, when Peter, you were abroad, we'll put it that way. Like,
I was never abroad.
Not abroad, but, like, you know, not in the same area as Lex, right? Like, you had to go away, right? So I will say,
so you weren't meaning it as in, like, I was a girl.
Exactly.
Okay.
Whatever that's supposed to mean. Anyways, like, I really saw, like, your relationship kind of flourish, and, you know, you guys would always FaceTime at, like, 9 p.m., like, every night or something like that. Like, I remember Peter's like, oh, 9 o'clock, FaceTime, got to go, or, like, Lex is calling me, whatever, right? And to be honest, that was something I was like, bye, Peter, I guess. Like, you know, see you later, bud. Have fun, right? But then, like, as I got to hang out with Lex more over video games, like, I really understood, like, where you guys are and how you've built your relationship, that it's literally just communicating. Like Lex said, like, She wants to play Battlefield over FaceTiming you now, right? Like, she wants to play video games instead of just flat out FaceTiming you, which is really cool.
Exactly.
Like, your relationship kind of just escalated off of that, where you're able to communicate with each other in a different way other than holding a phone to your face and letting it accidentally fall on your face sometimes, right? That's interesting.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say video games, you know, was, like, the savior to, like, our bonding and relationship during long distance. But, you know, when you say, you know, kids or young adults at our age, when you talk about long distance relationships, people's eyes widen and they're like, how did you do that? That's impossible. It's not. Yeah, we FaceTimed for probably about 3 or 4 months in his first, you know, when he was gone. And then, you know, I finally got a PlayStation again, and it was super consistent. Like you said, Kyle, like 9 p.m. he would FaceTime me. We'd FaceTime for like an hour or 2 hours. But it just got so routine and there was no change. And with video games, you know, when you're in a game, you know, it creates like a false, not a false reality, but I guess you can call it a false reality, that we're living the same moment in a game on a TV screen and we're connected through a headset. And it just creates a better, like, conversation and more things to talk about instead of the usual, hey, how was your day? Oh, great. Okay, cool.
No one, I mean, I'm sure I can speak for all gamers on this, no one game is the same, you know? It's not just, you know, you're going to shoot the same guy every single round or every single game. You know, you're going to get into a new lobby and you're going to have a new set of guys that you're going to go against. You're going to have new everything that you're going to go against. So it's not that big of a deal.
I'd say the only constant thing about video games is the people who we play with, because it's always the four of us.
Yeah, which is perfectly fine.
And our play styles kind of mesh with each other, right? Like, Peter, you're the sniper. Oh, yeah. I'm the more kind of, like, it depends. I can be aggressive, Mm-hmm. And then, like, Lex and Amanda, like, I'm not trying to offend you guys, but, like, you're more, like, the support, right? Like, you're the moral support. Like, you guys are the extra eyes that we need, and that's how we've won our Warzone games. Like, oh, look, there's one to the left. There's one in this building, right? Like, it helps having that
I will gladly take the bullet so you can get a visual as to where the bullet is coming from.
Live.
Lex and I are the sacrifice. That's our role.
Yes, that was the word I was looking for. There she is, Amanda.
The lambs. There you go. Like, all of our play styles match. And then when you know when one of them's yelling, it's because they're getting shot at, which is really fine.
Yeah, and then you and I both know to turn around and start running towards them.
Exactly. But just like how your guys' relationship, like, flourished, like, there was a point in time where I would not text Amanda, like you were saying, like, for, like, an hour. Like, I wouldn't text her. And mm-hmm. she's like, what are you doing? Like, why? Like, you're being a bad texter, blah, 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 right? Like, it's like, I'm playing video games. Like, I'm hanging out with Peter and Lex. Like, we're doing this. Or, you know, I'm in a game. I can't really pick up the phone to text. And it wasn't until I got her PS4 earlier this year where we were playing Battlefield. Now, Battlefield's an extreme circumstance, in my opinion, because those games can go forever. Call of Duty's a little different with, like, the 5-10-minute games. But I will say, like, when Amanda came to me and said, I now understand why you don't text me right away when you're playing video games. Like, that to me was like, oh, my God. Like, at least someone gets it, right? Like, it is a thing. Is it annoying? Yeah, but it's a thing that's out there. Like, you're just so focused on it, right? It's like, if you're focused on completing, like, a book or whatever, like, you just, all you want to do is read, or, like, you want to finish this movie, right? Like, you don't want interruptions. Like, it's kind of how video gaming is. So to hear Amanda say that, like, that was awesome, in my opinion, and I love her for it. But at the same time, it was like, welcome to our world of, like, video games. Like, this is a different side of me that you've never really been able to experience. And now you're actually able to live it. Like you said, Lex, like, it's a false reality type thing that makes it really interesting. And then here comes Amanda playing Battlefield with us and Call of Duty and whatnot. And at the time, you were like, oh, look, it's Amanda. Hi, Amanda. How are you? And, like, it was at first, it was always in that awkward stage of, like, hey, guys, how are you? Don't really know you, but I'll hang out with you, right? And then it has literally turned into, like, the best friendships you could possibly have.
I mean, I can tell you, if you guys are a catfish, you are the best catfish on the planet, and you deserve an award.
Definitely agreed.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I'll be the first to admit that I was the girlfriend who would yell at him for not texting me and stuff like that. And I was also the girlfriend who said, I'm never going to play video games. I don't want a PS4. You know, that's not my style. And then, you know, he gave me the opportunity by buying me one and stuff like that. And honestly, it's changed my perspective on a lot of things. And it makes me want to try different games and try new things. And kind of, like everyone said, that just gives a new perspective into the person you're dating. A girl who doesn't play video games wouldn't necessarily know. But, like, meeting Peter and Lex also is just, like, a big thing. Like, Lex and Peter, I think, know more about my life than anyone that's 2 minutes away from me. So, you know, it's a good way to get to know people.
Don't let her fool you. She will destroy you in Drunkio Kart. She beat me.
I am good at that.
When she says she doesn't play video games, she's good at the video games that matter.
Oh, yeah.
And Uno.
Yeah. Drunkio Kart.
Yeah, Lex, I don't know. We're not too good at Uno.
I know. Usually guys versus girls, and the guys always win.
Like, you bring up a great point, right? Like, Peter and I, like, our friendship's literally been the war games. Like, that's the only type of game we've ever played with each other. We had our little MLB little, like, showdown every now and then, but Peter, when was the last time we played that game? Like, it's been so long. Like, we've only ever played war games with each other.
Probably since before the MLB season was canceled at first.
Right, exactly. Like, it was probably, like, the end of last year, even. And you bring a game like Uno into play, which, is it a raging game? Yeah, 100%. You rage so hard in that game. But, like, it's a game where, like, it's strategy-based. So, like, you have to, like, try to, you know, think in your mind, like, what's my next move and communicate with each other. But at the same time, like, it's a chill enough game where you don't really have to focus super hard. And if you make a mistake, you make a mistake, right? Like, it's just like, I should have played that card instead of this one. And a lot of laughs came out of it.
Uno is a ruiner.
Oh, totally.
The amount of times I wanted
spent many
of
nights on the couch. I'm joking. He didn't.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for the men to sleep on the couch.
But again, we're able to connect our, you know, gaming consoles to play a card game. together, and we are very far away from each other.
Approximately 1,000 miles.
Yeah, approximately 1,000 miles away from each other, but we're able to sit there and play a card game. You know, like how you really can't really put, you know, into words how cool that is if you think about it. Like, it's so simple because we're so used to it, but it's also really cool at the same time.
Yeah, it's like it doesn't have to be war games or stuff like that. It's just like little things like Uno or even the other one that we played with the restaurant thing.
Oh yeah, that one blew my mind. Yeah. I don't know about that one.
I saw it today.
But like that was super hard to do, and it was just like it's fun to try new things with different people, like do multiplayer and stuff like that.
Just brings, absolutely,
that connection. Like even when we do like during quarantine, like obviously there's nothing to do, but like played Uno and had made a drinking game, or we play Call of Duty and we make a drinking game. So it's kind of just like a fun thing to do when you actually genuinely can't hang out with people.
Oh, absolutely.
In small quotations at the bottom, it wasn't every night when we played. It was usually a Friday and Saturday when we're usually out in a bar. Yeah. We made those drinking games.
I don't know if you guys have ever thought about it. I think it's hit me more recently because of quarantine, but like, I mean, obviously we're fortunate where we have technology in our lives and able to connect in relationships like we are right now over video games. But like, think about your relationship like 100 years ago. What would you have done? Like, there's no Uno to play over an internet where you live
a couple hours
away, right? Like, it's so weird to think about, like, this is our relationship and we're taking it to a different level of communication. Like, what would we be doing if we didn't have that? Like, we'd literally just be sitting in front of a TV watching whatever if you know, movies were even out back then.
I mean, Peter and I kind of have that, you know, grasp of that in a relationship, if I can get the words out correctly. You know, when he was in boot camp, we had to write letters. There was no technology. It was all taken away from him. So we've been at both ends of, I guess, communication, where we have to depend on a pen and paper and, you know, the good old mail to, you know, communicate with one another. And now we're fortunate enough to be able to, you know, be in the same house, but also when we're apart, communicate through video games, you know, not just a cell phone. So I think there's an experience. You can still experience that time when there's no communication, but I can tell you, we both really value, you know, a time where we can communicate, whether it's in person or in a video game.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you learn to take for granted all that stuff. I mean, I used to remember getting mail when I was in boot camp, and I'm sure Alex was the exact same way. And I cherished every moment that I had because it was my reach out to the outside world. It was my reach to my girlfriend at the time. It was a reach to my family.
And we just forget how grateful we should be that we can sit here on a podcast and talk with our friends and hang out.
That's right.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of like what you said earlier, Lex, that it's not that you're just talking to the people, it's that you're experiencing the same thing in the same place with that person who's so far away. And that's like a different experience than just calling someone on the phone and saying, oh, I'm doing this, when you're not actually living that moment with them.
Absolutely. No, it's so true. It really is. Because I can call you, Amanda. Oh, go ahead, Kyle.
No, you got it. Keep going. Go.
I could call you, Amanda, and tell you how funny something is and be laughing so hard. But because you didn't see it and you didn't live it, it's not as funny to you. But when it happens to us in a video game, we both experience it and we're both hysterical laughing about it. So it just, it bridges the gap.
Like my character that got stuck in the door the other day.
Yes.
Or like when you guys got trolled by that one truck in Warzone and you got stuck in it.
Oh yeah, the troll truck.
Oh my goodness, yes. Amanda and I got left in Warzone because my dummy self decided to jump into that godforsaken box truck. If anyone has seen it online, there's an article about a box truck in Warzone that if you jump through the window into the box truck, there is no way to get out. And Amanda jumped in to save me because she's
the dummy I am.
No, she's an amazing friend because she went out with me in that gas and we died together. And we missed the gulag. I just want to throw it out there. We missed the gulag.
But it's things like that where like you look back afterwards, you're like, oh my God, do you remember that one time when you guys did that? Like Amanda and I were talking yesterday where we were like, yeah, I just want to play Shipment all day. And she had the 20 kill streak, 10 kills off of a nuke. And I was like, yeah, I should have been, you know, to your right side guarding you there. Like, that's my fault. Like, we have these moments where, like, it's just another level of communication. Or even today, Lex, when I texted the group and I was like, yeah, I heard a Kim Possible text tone. And I instantly thought, like, your sister was calling. Like, it's little things like that just make you smile and make you laugh every now and then just because of the little things that go on, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I mean, before, I mean, I would play video games, I wouldn't play online. And I can say definitely playing online has, I feel like I know you guys, even though I don't know you guys. It's crazy. It is. And I wouldn't believe someone if they were to tell me this without experiencing it myself.
Yeah, no, I remember when I first met Kyle, he's like, I have this best friend, like, but I've never met him. And I judged him so hard on it. And I was like, how can that even be possible? Like, what? Like, and he's like, no, like, it's true. Like, we're literally best friends. Like, I've known him for 10 years, but we've never met. And now I understand it. Like, you don't understand until you know.
You don't know until you know.
Peter is literally laughing so hard at the moment.
I thought I'm he was fake. I swear to God. I thought Kyle was crazy.
No, so did I.
To be fair, we could be catfishing. We literally could be catfishing. You never know.
You could be.
We could be. You're right. You could be.
But it wasn't until Peter would have to go away for a time and he wouldn't have access to online play. And Kyle, you and I would log on and play together. And I think this was before you met Amanda. And I would log on and you would invite me, or I'd be too afraid to play with you and your friends because, you know, I didn't, you know, I thought you were super competitive and I was, like, still trying to figure it out or, you know, stuff.
We are super competitive. We just like taking new people under our wing, too.
Yeah, there you go. But, you know, again, like I said, like, it wasn't until I played with you without Peter that I was like, all right, this kid is real. And then you added me on Facebook, but again, you could still be catfishing me.
Of course. But, again, like, it's relationship, like, you know, boyfriend-girlfriend relationship aside, like, look at that friendship that we've bonded together, right? Like, it's just the genuinosity or whatever, like, out of my heart to do that for Peter, because I knew, like, Peter would be hurting. Like, I've told Peter this before. When Peter went away to his school, his freshman year, his college, that same exact night, he was like, hey, bud, like, I'm not going to have my PS3. I'm going away. Like, I don't know when I'll be back. Obviously, at the end of the semester, like, that's when I'll get my PS3. Like, I was tearing up when he said that to me. That was, like, what? 5-6 years into our friendship, and then when we officially said goodbye, he was like, hey bud, like, I'll catch you later, like, I'll talk to you soon, whatever. Like, we had each other's phone numbers then, but he also wasn't going to have his phone. Like, he wasn't going to be like a quick text away or whatever. And so I remember
kind of like when Peter went to boot camp with me,
right, and I had to go walk my dog that night, and I remember just like walking outside and just started like crying, because I was like, oh my god, like, I feel like I'm losing a best friend right now, but I know, like, I'm not actually losing him, right? Like, I just won't be able to talk to him. And, like, it really hit me hard that I feel like these are the type of friendships that we've actually built, the four of us. Five, if you want to count Jax, you know, because Peter loves Jax. But it comes down to, like, these relationships that, or the friendships that you've really built with each other based off of just being a normal human being and actually connecting with people. Now, do we all have the same interests? No, like, I hate drinking. I don't really like alcohol. And Peter sits here and like has a different drink every night because he genuinely enjoys, you know, trying out different drinks and stuff like that. But like, that's not going to tear us apart. It's who we are as a person, how we connect.
That sounds a whole lot like alcoholism.
It's not. You have great taste buds where you can explore. I'm getting there. But it's like certain things like that, right? Like, you guys, personally for me, I'm antisocial. I don't like going out to places. I like staying inside and being by myself and whatnot. But I feel like you two, like, especially where you guys are now, like, you guys are social butterflies. Like, you guys have no problem hanging out with friends and doing all that stuff. But then it brings it back in, like, the video game world where we just literally connect on every single level and we can laugh at each other. We don't judge each other. Like, there's just a different stigma around us as a friendship when we're playing video games that, like, when we're in person, like, obviously it's going to make everything, like, a million times better that we can actually meet each other and officially put a name to a face and whatnot. Aside from FaceTiming,
it's
going to
be the coolest.
It is
coolest Tinder date ever. Sorry.
Swiping right
on this couple.
Exactly. Now, Lex, you had another point that you wanted to talk about. Do you still want to go over it?
I don't remember it. Would you like to refresh my memory?
It was about how, you know, guys will play video games 24/7 and girls won't.
Oh, goodness. I think that's something Amanda and I, that's how Amanda and I bonded, really, and how we became so close over the last, like, 3 or 4 months. Because you boys can just play till 3 or 4 in the morning. And we're at 10:30, 11 o'clock. We're ready to go to bed. We're ready, you know, put my PS4 on rest mode and I'm good, you know. And Peter would stay up until 3 in the morning. And I think that happened for like the first month or two, especially during quarantine. And there was one day I texted Amanda. I was like, I've had it, you know, because it was just, you know, it's hard. You guys have, I think, you know, we joke that men have a short attention span, right? But that's for situations and things that they don't want to pay attention to. But video games, you boys can sit in front of it 24/7, 7 days a week, and not even care that your eyes hurt. I don't know of how you feel, Amanda. I mean, you can piggyback totally off this, I think, because, I mean, Kyle listens to you a little bit more than Peter listens to me when it comes to, like, hey, come to bed.
You're a great boyfriend.
No, I'm good. Okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, I definitely agree with that 100%, especially Kyle and I don't live together, so when we hang out, I try and, you know, tell him not to play Call of Duty and stuff like that so we can have our time, but over quarantine, obviously, the reins went a little looser because we both enjoyed playing with you guys and hanging out with you guys. And I didn't have to go home or he didn't have to go home. So we had the whole day together that it was fine to play video games until midnight or whatever. But yeah, it, you know, it's never fun going to bed alone and stuff like that. So I get it.
It's, occasionally it's okay, right? Occasionally.
Yeah, you know, you spread out, then they have to, like, wiggle their way in at night, but...
Yeah, well, the worst is they wake you up when they're coming to bed at 3 in the morning, and it's like, I was in a deep sleep, and now I can't go back to sleep.
Maybe someone should spread eagle across the bed.
I will say this, though, right? Like, since now that I'm back working in my office, like, when I go to see Amanda, or when she comes here, it's like, hey, should I bring my PS4? Do you want to bring your PS4? Like, it's up to you. Like, obviously, we're only going to see each other for the weekend, but we've kind of built our relationship with having video games there. And to be honest, there's times where Amanda and I, like, we'll just talk and we're just like, I guess our friends don't want to hang out with us tonight. Like, because we're so used to having a routine with you guys, especially, right?
Yeah.
Like,
6:30, 7 o'clock. If I don't get that text message, friends, I don't know if we're playing that night, and I'm going through a little deep depression.
And the only times I feel like we don't play with each other is if, like, we have, like, a dinner that night or we're hanging out with friends or something. Like, we, at least 5-6 days out of the week, we're playing with each other and talking to each other. Every day, the group chat's blowing up. Like, we're talking to each other. It's just a matter of, are we going to play Call of Duty or, you know, how long are we going to play for? Some nights are shorter than others based off of what we're doing. But, like, we're kind of...
Some days, we're just sending memes to each other.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it's very interesting to see, like, how all of this just comes together. And, like, Amanda and I are at the point where it's like, oh, do you want to bring your PS4? Like, it's not that we're bored. I mean, it's still quarantine, right? Like, you can't go out and visit certain places. Like, not everything is fully open the way it used to be. But at the same time, it's still bonding that way.
Oh, yeah. No, and I would also just say, like, you know, like you said the word bored in there. And, you know, Peter and I, it's not that you get bored of each other, but you live together. You're together 24/7. It's totally okay to have some sort of separation. And like Peter and I, like some people look at us and they're like, wait, you're saying she goes into another room and you stay in another room, but you guys both play together? And people look at us like it's foreign, like it's a foreign language when we say that to them. Because they're like, what, you guys don't want to like watch a movie together? I'm like, but we're still together. We're just in separate rooms. You know, it's not like we live separately. It's just another, we both enjoy it. And it's a hobby we enjoy together. And it's fun.
We're not just going to sit here and play split screen.
Right.
We're not just going to sit here and play split screen either, because that screws up the whole way the TV looks. It splits up the way you can play.
Yeah.
Split screen's different.
I mean, we have a big TV in our living room, but even Lysel Garrett will agree with me saying that if you play split screen on it, it screws everything up, screws the vibe and everything.
Well, that, and then he coaches. Peter likes to coach when you sit next to him.
Peter likes to coach when you don't sit next to him.
Peter does.
Burn. I mean, Amanda, whenever I go to Amanda's, she's like, do you want to bring your PS4? Well, do you just want to bring your controller so we can play? And I'm like, no, I don't like playing on big TVs. Like, genuinely hate playing on big screens compared to playing on smaller screens.
Yeah, we always, like I said earlier, like, I want to spend time with him and stuff like that, but, like, we always get to the point where, like, it hits 8 o'clock and we're just like, so, Call of Duty? Like, we need it in our lives now.
Yeah.
It's all sound like an addiction.
Yeah, it sounds like an addiction.
A little bit.
Like, what are we going to do when the bars open up? Like, are we going to go to the bars or are we going to stay home and play Call of Duty?
Question.
See, I would say, am I addicted to Call of Duty? Yeah, is it on my mind more often than not? Yeah, it's like the one game I want to play. But I would also say I'd be more along the lines of being addicted to hanging out with you guys, like just continuing that friendship and whatnot. Because honestly, like, I love playing with just Amanda and I, but we do, like, we get bored of the game quicker when it's just us two than it is when you're actually playing with other people.
Yeah, and he's like, why don't you play by yourself, like, to gold the gun and stuff like that? And I was like, it's not fun. Like, I don't like playing Call of Duty when I'm by myself. Like, I need Lex or Peter or Sierra or Michael or someone to be with me. Because it's just not fun when you're, like, silent and, like, listening to all these boys and stuff, like, screaming in the microphone.
Peter, I'll take it to the next level.
Yes.
We don't like it when it's just us two on a team. Like, we like, as the competitive gamers we are, we like having that full squad, knowing who's doing what and who's where. Like, having that play style in mind instead of playing with random people, too.
Exactly.
Can I also piggyback off that you said, Amanda, when you said the other people? It's also not as enjoyable when, you know, I mean, I guess I could say for gamer girls in particular, like, Amanda and I have, you know, names that look, you know, our tags are kind of our names-ish, and guys can tell that they're female names, and we get badgered, and the guys say some horrific things to us. We are out there. We like these games, too. Let's play nice, please. Thank you.
Agreed.
But then there's also stupid things, like last night when we were all saying GG, and I just said good giggles. Like, there's stupid things like that that come out, and it just really, like, you just need that laugh in life. Like, every now and then, you just need to have a laugh.
A fun lobby is a great lobby.
Peter likes to say I hack all the time, too.
I do. I'm waiting for the day you get reported.
That when that happens, they'll realize I wasn't hacking.
It'll be funny, though.
He's a hacker.
You're so funny, Peter.
He's a hacker reporting.
Yeah, he is a hacker reporting.
You don't know my gamer tag.
Killer Kyle 25.
Sure. Do you guys have any other topics you want to talk about? Anything on your mind?
I can't think of really anything else.
No.
Do you want to go play Call of Duty in like 30 minutes?
I was just looking at the clock, and so it was like about that time.
Yeah, we could definitely do that.
Exactly. Awesome. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming and hanging out with us, especially Lex and Amanda for your guys' first time. Hopefully we can do more. And
Thanks for having us.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jax. Peter loves Jax. That's Amanda's cat.
Peter likes Jax.
Loves. He's looking right at us right
likes.
Now.
Likes.
So I'm going to wrap this up. The usual social media stuff, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram are Gaming Grounds Network, and our Twitter is Gaming Grounds N. Check us out, like our pages, follow us, subscribe, whatever you have to do. We appreciate it, and we hopefully will see you guys in the next episode and leave your feedback so we can make it better for you. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.